Eight this morning. Am I on up here? Very good, thank you. That thing's right in my line of vision. My microphone. All right, 3 weeks from today, and you college students hopefully will be gone. Isn't that exciting? So, 3 weeks. I was thinking last night, 3 weeks from last night, dorm will be a little quieter. Especially Caleb Rouillard out of the dorm. So, he has such a calm, peaceful, soothing voice, especially when he laughs. So, all right, Thanksgiving, my goodness. And I get you the day after you get back. I can tell you're all excited, really excited. So, I thought I'd remind you of a couple things about Thanksgiving. Did you know there's a Butterball Turkey Hotline? A Butterball Turkey Hotline. They get all kinds of odd calls. One was from a lady. She called and she heard an answer on the phone. Hello. She says, hello. Can you hear me? My mother-in-law is convinced that I can't cook. I can't. Can you tell me how to cook a turkey? Honest, that happens a lot. So according to what I read. On Thanksgiving morning, I thought about this. You know, I stretch every morning when I wake up, but on Thanksgiving morning, my pants stretched with me. It was great, so it helps out a lot. Thanksgiving dinners take 18 hours to prepare and 12 minutes and 32 seconds to eat. Isn't that great? I love it. I had a Thanksgiving dinner on Thanksgiving Day, and then the next night, I had Thanksgiving dinner again. A brand new turkey. All the fixings, it was great. And now I have to lose the pounds again. Last Thanksgiving, I shot my own turkey. The shotgun's loud noise. You should have seen all the commotion it caused in the store when I shot the shotgun. Quite a lot of people staring at me, you know. You know, Thanksgiving is about eating, but my mom always taught me to eat my vegetables. And so I really try to eat my vegetables at Thanksgiving. It's really important. Carrot cake, zucchini bread, sweet potato. Yeah, they call it sweet potatoes, but it's really like sweet potato dessert, right? With all the brown sugar and the marshmallows. Then you eat it, you know, it's like, okay, this is supposed to come out at the end with the pies and all. And then my pumpkin pie. So I try to eat my vegetables at Thanksgiving. I hope you did as well. And anyway, I hope you enjoyed your Thanksgiving. It's good to have you back. And let's finish strong in the 3 weeks that we have left to finish this semester off. Psalm 78, if you're there, hopefully you are. Psalm 78, verse number 7 of the Bible says, "He chose David also his servant and took him from the sheepfolds and from following the ewes, mother sheep, great with young, he brought him to feed Jacob his people and Israel his inheritance. So he fed them according to the integrity of his heart and guided them by the skillfulness of his hands." Over in 1 Kings chapter 9 is a similar passage to this. 1 Kings chapter 9, verse number 4, this is in the story of Solomon. But he references back, God said to Solomon, "If thou wilt walk before me, as David thy father walked, in integrity of heart, in uprightness, to do according to all that I have commanded thee, and wilt keep my statutes and my judgments, then I will establish the throne of thy kingdom upon Israel forever, as I promised to David thy father." If you'll be like David, what was David known for? His integrity. Last time I preached, and I'm kind of going through the story, the life of David. Last time I preached, we looked at his boyhood and some of the things that he prepared himself in when he was a young man. And the fact that he faced Goliath, the giant, was not an accident. It wasn't that he went out there and slung the rock and prayed that it would hit. No. He had prepared himself. He had exercised and practiced this act. And now he knew exactly what to do. And when he came out there to fight Goliath, he was confident. Not just in his own ability, but in his God. And he was, remember we said that he went into that strong tower, that fortress. What is it? It's the name of God. And David stood up for the name of God, and he said, I can't let you, Goliath, say that about my God. What is that? That's his integrity coming out. As a young man, he prepared. And now today, I want to look at David as a godly king. David, a man of integrity. And so we're going to take basically from 2 Samuel towards the end of, or the, kind of towards the beginning of 2 Samuel up through about chapter 9, the story of where David is becoming the king, and then he becomes a godly king. He was a man of integrity. Of course, I'm not going to sugarcoat. 2 Samuel chapter 11 is the negative side of David, and we'll get to that next semester. I love that about the Bible, that the Bible doesn't just tell us the great things that somebody did and kind of leave out the rest. The Bible tells us where they failed and what lessons we can learn from that as well. But we'll get to that later. But here in 2 Samuel, well, where we get to it today anyway, we're going to see David as a man of integrity. Let's open this morning in a word of prayer. Dear God, as we look at this idea today of David and the things that he learned and did in his life, Lord, I pray that we can do the same. Lord, I pray that we take this example of his integrity and simply, very simply, his love for you and apply this to our lives today. We ask all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. David, a man of integrity. What was important in the life of David? What was important to David as a young man when he was chosen out of the sheepfolds, when he was chosen from that little town of Bethlehem, when he was
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.